Welcome to the program, participant. Today you'll engage in research that has potential benefits in our ongoing efforts to ensure the security of our society. Your participation is mandatory. Your cooperation is appreciated. Please be advised that you may experience unexpected results as this is an experiment. If you feel in danger, you can pause the session at any time, regardless of other instruction. Remember that as we begin our journey. This is the first part, the gateway. You should be hearing me clearly through your listening device. Headphones preferred, of course. Just before we begin, I want you to imagine a playing card. Imagine it in your mind. Imagine the suit. Is it a face card, a number, is it red or black? And as you go through these sessions, keep that card in mind and let it change as you go. If you feel a different card is appropriate, that's okay. Picture a card now and we can check if it's the same by the end. Now, on with the experiment. Please listen closely as we prepare. It's important that certain sounds reach your right ear and others your left ear. To ensure this, you should hear my voice in your right ear. If you are not hearing my voice in your right ear, turn your headphones around so that you are hearing my voice in your right ear. As you listen to the relaxing sound of ocean waves from the cassette tape, you can rest, move, get comfortable, move into a position that feels perfectly comfortable. Enjoy the sounds of waves. So relaxing and natural. The energy of nature. Of waves of energy. This sound will repeat at the start of each of our sessions, so you can begin to understand the power of waves of energy. Our lives are filled with such waves. The beating of your heart sends pulsing waves of energy around your body. Your lungs fill in waves of air, pulsing in and out of your body. You hear my voice, the wave of vibrations, of energy passing through you. These waves of energy exist beyond you, beyond your conscious thought. This natural energy that exists in all things at all times, everywhere. The slow, rhythmical pulse of life, of nature, of all things. This energy that exists can be harnessed and used. Thinking about it, focusing on it, on that vibrational energy, you can find so many examples of it in the wind around you, in the gentle motion of trees. Constant waves pushing and pulling, moving all around you. And as you think of those waves, all that energy, listen closely to the sound you hear in your left ear. A slow rising tone. Listen carefully to it. Focus on it. Consistent. Pushing into your mind with a wave of vibrational energy that converts from vibration to thought. And you find yourself feeling that energy now as it passes into your mind. And now, as that sound fades, you notice in your right ear a similar but different tone. It rises and moves into your mind in the same way, with an energy coming in waves that convert into thoughts, into understanding. That vibration becomes a new process that your mind interprets. Your mind works on turning vibration to sound to thought. And now, as you hear both sides in unison, you find your mind relaxing into the work of processing these sounds, and the ocean surf crashing in between them. It causes your mind to focus on many things, but all of them energy, waves, vibrations. And now in your mind, imagine a box, a strong metal box with a heavy lid. Inside it, place your worries, your stresses, your fears and anxieties, all your emotions. You won't need them here. You won't need them during this session. Place them inside that box, close it, close the lid, and leave those conscious thoughts behind. And now repeat to yourself the mantra, "My conscious mind does not matter." Repeat it for me now once more, "My conscious mind does not matter." Very good. They say in your mind that you desire to experience the energy that your subconscious mind carries, the deep energy that exists within you. The deep desires that vibrate in the dark corners of your mind beyond the conscious. Say that to yourself. Admit to yourself that you do not want to experience conscious thought, but subconscious, unconscious, to be driven by a different energy. And say aloud once more your mantra, "My conscious mind does not matter." Because it's not your conscious mind that transfers the energy of the world into thought. It's not your conscious mind that does the work for you, but your subconscious. So you must create a pathway to access it. And that is through the process of transference. you already understand that the sounds you hear are transferred into your mind from vibrations. They change in form and function. The tones in each ear are mere vibrations, but to your subconscious mind, they are important parts of the relaxation process. You'll find you inherently understand the sound of ocean waves as relaxing, as peaceful, but they are simply vibrations. Your subconscious mind can attach that sound to memories of pleasant moments, or even the idea of them. You may never have been to the sea, but you know the sound is relaxing. You know it lulls your mind into a state of calm and peace. You know this to be true. You did not think about it, you accepted it, because your conscious mind does not matter, and when you place it inside the box, your subconscious mind is open to interpret directly, without interference or doubt. There is no doubt because your conscious mind does not matter. Say that once more for me. Good, very good. Now take a deep, slow breath. Slow and deep, long. Breathe in. Fill your lungs with that wave of vibration, of energy. And when you exhale, let used up, expired, stale energy leave your body. With each breath you take in, more waves of energy. Waves of vibration from the natural world, a world of relaxation and peace that your subconscious mind automatically associates with calm, and each breath out, all that tired energy leaves your body. Inhale, hold your breath, and exhale all that tired, used up energy. So relaxing, but so tiring. Any idea you could still use your conscious mind, leaving you with every breath. Any thoughts your conscious mind clings to, any worry, any doubt, pushes out of your body with each breath, replaced by relaxing, calming natural energy, waves of energy, of vibrations that filter through your subconscious and become transformed into feelings of relaxation and peace. And you can keep that slow rhythm of breathing up, continuing to take in so much energy, letting your conscious mind become locked ever tighter in its box. And repeating your mantra again. My conscious mind does not matter. Say it now. That's right. Very good. And as you breathe, you can start to hum gently, matching the energy of the sounds you hear in your mind. Your vocal cords using the same energy, the same frequency as the tones in your ears. Breathe in and let it out. Humming that frequency, that resonance. Feel it emptying through your mouth, that resonant breathing. At your own pace, just match that hum, that sound with your resonant breathing. You do not need to think. Your body begins to do this of its own accord. You are in harmony between mind and body. This is only achieved using these methods. You can only achieve such harmony by turning off the conscious mind and allowing the subconscious to take over. And now that you have, you understand how energy is transferred into thought, how automated the process is, how your subconscious hears a sound and transmutes it into a memory, an idea, an action. You perform such actions automatically. You take a thought and crush it down into a memory, like hitting a diamond so solid in your mind. A diamond strong and hard to destroy, almost impossible. That is the power of your mind and the energy within you that exists all over the world, in everything, but only by giving up control of the conscious mind can we truly access it. And now, in this state of relaxation and openness, emptiness and automation, you find that your subconscious can do the same with my words. Every word I speak is energy too, vibration, power. You feel the energy in waves pushing through your mind, crashing over you, covering your thoughts in my words. Your subconscious is open to my words and will associate them with ideas, with lovely, enjoyable memories. We can even create those associations. I can remind you of a moment, ask you to think about it, and when I tell you something else, as you think of that moment, it allows your subconscious to create an association. And you are still practicing your resonant breathing now, humming gently and keeping your mind and body attuned to one another, and your conscious mind locked away in that box. And now I ask your subconscious to think of a memory of pleasure, a moment in your life where you experienced erotic sexual pleasure, a moment with a lover, with many lovers, alone even, a time when you felt as though every wave of vibration and energy was a sexual energy, an erotic vibration, where mind and body were attuned, entwined, and conscious mind switched off to enjoy the act, the moment. Picture that moment now. Picture it in your mind. Find it in your memories and relive it. Hear the sounds, feel the sensations. Remember it. This moment is so happy and enjoyable, so pleasurable, and listening to me is the same. Listening to me is such a nice experience. But the moment to focus on is the moment of pleasure, the moment of sheer erotic pleasure. Think only of that moment now, only of that pleasure. Hear it, feel it, and listen. Listen to me, and think of that pleasure and listen. When I speak to your mind, you feel that pleasure. When you lock your conscious mind away, you unlock the pleasure only the subconscious can bring. And you can return to this state so easily because you have been here once. You know the way. You know what to do to feel that resonant breathing start once more. To feel your conscious return to its box, you only need to be reminded. To hear me say, activate programming. When I say activate programming, you will return to this state of mind, this place of pleasure. Just hearing that phrase will instantly bring to mind the moment of perfect erotic pleasure and send you back into the state of relaxation. All it takes is me speaking the phrase, activate programming, and that knowledge, that trigger is locked in your mind. Like you've taken the thought and pressed it down deep into your mind, turned it into a sparkling diamond deep within your mind. That is all your mind needs to hear, to feel and see and taste erotic pleasure. And start breathing and humming. When you hear activate programming, you will speak your mantra, my conscious mind does not matter, and immediately fall into trance. You will not resist, you will not think, because you can't. You will be flooded with images and ideas of sexual pleasure that will overwhelm your mental defenses and render you incapacitated. You will be open and willing to comply with anything I say, as you are now. Your subconscious mind is open to me and my words, and you will be further programmed in the future. But for now, let that sexual feeling subside. And let that powerful sexual energy dissipate and relax. I am going to count from 3 to 1, and when I reach 1, all your senses will operate as normal. You will return to normal, your conscious mind will awaken and come out of the box, you will be mentally and physically wide awake, and refreshed and feel better in every way when I reach the count of 1. 3, 2. Waking up now, feeling the physical senses waking up and feeling yourself becoming aware. When I reach 1, you will fully awaken, memories of this trance lost from your mind, and only your trigger will bring them back. Only your trigger phrase will activate this new part of your mind, will open the box and return your conscious mind to it. And now, feeling more alert, more awake, sharper, you will be completely awake in a moment, happy and refreshed, smiling, open, and 1, awaken now. Awaken and feel yourself totally refreshed. Take a deep breath. Thank you for participating in today's experiment. Your contribution has been valuable. We will need to continue this soon, however, so I expect you to return for our next session, ready to continue. You will continue, won't you? Good. I'll see you again soon for the next session. Please have a wonderful day.